KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor offers you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast for today, there is a red flag warning in effect for the entire listening area in the state of Iowa from noon until 7 p.m. The red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring or will occur. That is including a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures that will create explosive fire growth potential. So outdoor burning is strongly discouraged, and do not throw your cigarette butts out the window as you're driving down the road. Well, topping state news, speculation abounds that the overnight violence at Iowa State University will spell the end of the long-running annual Visha celebration, which got underway Monday. Ames Police Commander Jeff Huff said the problems started just before midnight with a crowd that was getting out of control at a party in the campus town area on Hunt Street.
We had officers go into that area, and they were able to actually get control of that fairly quickly. Didn't think it was that big of a deal. A lot of the crowd moved from that area over to Welch Avenue, and at that point they flipped over a car. And that's pretty much when this thing kind of got bad.
More officers were dispatched to try and disperse the crowd, but it only grew and became more violent.
The crowd then went another block east over to Stanton Avenue, where the crowd got very large at that point, flipped over another car, and as officers responded there, the crowd got a little worse. They started throwing beer cans at the officers, rocks at the officers, pretty much anything else that wasn't nailed down.
Several injuries are reported, including one young man who was seriously hurt.
At Welch and Chamberlain towards the end, a couple of light poles were actually knocked down by the large group, and we know that somebody was hit when the light pole came down. He had a head injury. It was very serious. It took us a while to actually get to him because of the crowd and the confusion.
The unidentified man was taken to an Ames hospital and then life-flighted to a Des Moines hospital for treatment of his injuries. Huff says it's unclear if this will mean an end to the annual student-run celebration at ISU with 90-plus years of history.
I'm sure there's going to be some meetings that take place today to discuss what happened and kind of how we move forward into this weekend. There's going to be a lot of conversations. I don't know where that's going to go right now.
ISU President Stephen Leith issued a statement early this morning saying, quote, "I was immediately made aware of the situation that began in Campustown shortly before midnight and have continued to receive information over the past few hours from police and other staff. We are all distraught and disappointed over the events that have unfolded near campus overnight. I can confirm that one of our students has been seriously injured, and his condition is unknown at this hour. Student affairs staff have reached out to the family. At this time, I ask everyone to keep this student in your thoughts and prayers. My senior cabinet will convene first thing this morning to assess the situation and evaluate options for the remainder of our official Visha activities planned for this week." Again, that's a statement from ISU President Stephen Leith. News time is 7:09.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
Updating our top story from yesterday, locally, authorities say one person was killed, another arrested in Oakland. Officers were sent to the home on Brown Street at around 3 a.m. Tuesday after someone called 911 to report that a woman had been shot. Authorities say there was a brief standoff at the home, and 63-year-old Robert Reynolds came out and surrendered without incident. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said the 64-year-old woman, who was from rural Cass County, was killed, and she was a visitor at the home. Authorities say there were also children inside the home, but the children were able to get out safely. The woman's name and other details have not yet been released in that incident. Well, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man on drug-related charges. When a deputy stopped 41-year-old Larry Steve Hutchings of Emerson in the 100 block of West Reed Street, he learned the man was driving on a suspended license. Upon further investigation, Hutchings was taken into custody on two counts of delivery of marijuana in connection with a previous investigation. Hutchings was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash-only bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said a Cumberland man was arrested Friday on drug charges. 54-year-old Jerry Lee Edwards was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edwards was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $5,000 bond. Also on Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 20-year-old Rinell Markel Ware of Lincoln, Nebraska, on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Ware was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. And this past Sunday, 31-year-old Rachel Lynn Segovia of Gretna, Nebraska, was arrested here in Cass County on a charge of public intoxication. Segovia was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on bond. News time is 7:12.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinsey planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Dora Anderson, age 73, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Dora Anderson will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Barbara Carfrey, age 43, of Audubon, died February 13th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Barbara Carfrey will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John W. Nelson, age 85, of Brayton, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for John Nelson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Mildred Millie Rosenau, age 74, of Shelby, died Monday. Funeral services for Millie Rosenau will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. George Keith Campbell, age 89, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Campbell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Plate and Mavis Plate, both 82 and both of Earlham, died Saturday. Joint memorial services for William and Mavis Plate will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Early Christian Chapel in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Mary Ann Mathiason, age 78, of Harlan, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Mary Ann Mathiason will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Yvonne Ruth Book, age 88, of Panora, died Monday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Yvonne Book will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Clara Betts, age 89, of Coon Rapids, died January 10th. Funeral services for Clara Betts will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Don Lyman, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday in Indianola. Services for Don Lyman are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.